Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. It's still a beautiful day, even though there's a cloud over us. It's a beautiful day to be here with you, you, and you. I want to send you lots of hugs and greetings, those of you that listen on a continual basis. I want you to know right now that we love you. We really do. Every one of us, we love you. And we want you to give us a call at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Just give us a call. Let us know what God is doing for you, what you're expecting God to do also, and we can agree with you in that prayer. If someone is sick, maybe you are, or the doctor give you bad news, we want to pray with you and for you also. So give us a call. The number is 347-857-3925. And here is our own Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We come before you, Heavenly Father, as we lift these people in prayer today, Lord Father. Father God, they see fit, Lord Father God, to call, Lord Father God, and ask for prayer, Lord Father. So, Father God, today we hold them up before you, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord Father God, to touch, Lord Father God, Prophetess Mara, Lord Father God, for the loss of her sister right now, Lord Father. Strengthen the family right now, Lord Father God. Give them comfort, Lord Father, in this day, Lord Father God. Let them know, Lord Father God, everything happened for a reason, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, how you brought out Anita Gaines, Lord Father God, from an operation, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to continue, Lord Father God, on her recovery right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father God, to touch Vianne right now, Lord Father God. Touch her body right now, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for drying up that fluid around her heart right now, Lord Father. Father God, we just say thank you today, Lord Father, for you say by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now for complete healing of her body right now, Lord Father. Touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now in advance for a praise report from Norma Neverson right now, Lord. Father God, what the enemy meant for her bad, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for turning it around for her good. Father God, we pray today, Lord Father God, that you continue, Lord, to in their recovery, Elma Smith and Eldred Christian, Lord Father. We thank you how you continue being there with them through their surgeries. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for just touching Pierre Sullivan right now that has cancer and is still in the hospital, Lord Father. Also, Chrissy right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God, that has cancer right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, touch their body right now, and we say cancer dry up right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, if they don't know you, Lord Father God, we ask, Lord Father God, that you place someone in their path right now, Lord Father God, that can lead them, Lord Father God, to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, continue, Lord Father God, to touch Andre Green right now, Lord Father. Father God, continue, Lord, Father God, to touch those eyes right now, Lord, Father. Father God, while you're at it, continue to touch his whole body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for his healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for Pastor James Harrington right now, Lord, Father, how you continue to heal him as well right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, for the leaders, Lord, Father God, in ministry today, Lord, Father God. Father God, those that are thinking about suicide, Lord, Father, those that are thinking about stepping down right now and giving up right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to strengthen them right now and cancel that assignment, Lord, Father God, that was sent towards them and their church right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And we ask you, Lord, Father God, to continue to have your way, Lord, Father. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God for that prayer. And we trust if we didn't get your prayer in or your name in, don't forget, you didn't call. So give us the call at 347-857-3925. All right, we're waiting for your call. All right, let us give you a little word of today. Bless God. Christian experience teaches us that often the things which look good to us are bad for us, and those things which look bad to us are often good for us. Christian experience teaches us that often the things which look good to us are bad for us, and those things which look bad to us are often good for us. We kind of get things backward, don't we? But God is good anyhow, isn't he? So glad to be with you today, and we thank God today for having, still having Bishop Porter with us. Good having. Thank God for Deacon Mike. Praise God today, this morning, praise God with us today. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all have to help me out this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thank God for me being here myself. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'll see you in a second. Bless God. God has been good, and we have such wonderful time here, you know, in the Lord. Praise God. But, you know, the enemy, he's fighting on every hand, isn't he? My God. So you pray for me today. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, because I'm going to certainly pray for you. All right? And we are thanking God for Bishop Porter here with us today. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God. He's still here. Yeah, isn't that something? He's off, y'all. He's off. He's off. When he get ready to go back to school, you know he won't be here, right? All right, so have fun now. Yeah. All right, we thank God. Well, today, we're going to talk to you a little bit, give you some, I hope, some advice that will help you and help you through whatever you're going through. Okay, so we are going to start in the book of Hebrews, the 7th chapter. That's where we're going to start today. Thank God for it today, and I trust something will be said to help you out. But we want to talk about something that happens to everybody, okay? And today we're going to be talking about change, okay? We're going to be talking about change. When God is changing things, you hear people saying about the shift is on, don't you? And you hear them saying your season, you know, seasons and all that. So we know seasons change, don't we? And we don't always know which season is which these days. We used to could, you know, pinpoint them. But now that God has upset everything, turned it all around, you don't know which one is which today. You don't know what's going to happen next. and Deacon Mike was just telling us about how the weather people were reporting how some of the oddest things that happened through the storms that was brewing through here last night, yesterday evening. Some strange things had been happening. Well, now, isn't that change? Everything has to go through a change in life. We told you this once before, but just in case you don't understand what's going on, we're going to deal with it a little bit more today. Amen. It's going to be the changes that leads you to your purpose and your potential, or vice versa. So every time there's a change, there's a purpose for it, isn't it? God is always, you know, you pray these prayers. Oh, Lord, I wanna be strong. I want to be great. I want to have wisdom. I want this. I want that. We do that all the time in our prayers. So when you do and God answers you, he has to do what? Change things, don't he? In order for you to receive that which you ask for, he has to change things. And listen, sometimes we don't like the change because he has to change you and your way of thinking. Do you get the picture? I hope you do today. Praise God. But change is doing what? It take you from one thing to another, and it's basically connects with something that you don't want change. Most of the time, you want God to move the way you want him to move, but you don't want the change that he brings and he knows that you do need. Do you see? So it's exchanging something for something else. Do you get the picture? This is what goes on. It's like a transformation, It's either you, the person, or the situation, Could be changed, transformed to something else, It's like you could have a change of mind, You see? It could be placed differently. Do you get the picture? Okay? All right, let me give you some scriptures. Start to show you where we're going today and the scripture we're going in. And as I begin to go through scriptures, see what scripture I want to use today, I came up with something, and it was surprising to me. All right, we're going to be the 7th chapter of Hebrews, starting at the 12th verse. And it says, "For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law." So when God is changing things, not just one thing changed, but other other things change also. Do you get the picture? Now, you say you want to change. You want more of this. You want less of that. You want this, that, and the other. But there has to be changes. And I noticed one thing in the scripture. Every time a change comes, there comes some type of tribulation before the change. Because, in other words, there comes a time where something has to be dispatched away from you. You see, it's gone. It's not there anymore. All right? So when that occurs, then you look for a change, don't you? But most of the time, we don't want change. Is it right? We don't want change. We say we do, but we really don't. And the 13th verse says, "For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood." They had no warning. Do you hear what I'm saying? In the scripture, they had no warning about this change that was about to occur. Moses did not speak about it. He said nothing concerning it. So the Bible say that that our Lord sprang out of. In other words, like a sudden something came forth. Do you get the picture? See what I'm saying? See, change ain't always like you think it ought to be. expecting. Huh? Nothing is expected at that time, do you see? You won't change, but you don't know how it's coming. So God is doing change here, but the people of God didn't know how it was going to be. And it says in the next verse, and it is yet for more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest. Now see, God's been to do things so odd. You know, he's been doing things one way, and this is what we expect today. God to continue doing the same thing he's been doing 2,000 years. Is that what you're expecting? Him to do the same thing he's been doing. Now, he's not going to do the exact same thing. It may be the same thing in one way, but in another, when you look at it, it wasn't done exact the same way. But it is the same. You see, sounds a little confusing, don't it? But that's the way life is, huh? Things occur in a different manner for the times, huh? Let's say for the times or for the dispensation. What dispensation it is, and it doesn't change itself, but it changed the way it's been administered. It's being administered. Do you get the picture here? Okay, so this is what God is doing. He said, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life? Huh? Now, they had all kind of oaths they made and sacrifices they made in order for the priest to come forth. And, you know, the priest was supposed to be named after Aaron. Okay, but God slipped something in on you suddenly, on us suddenly, and he made changes. Huh? He had a priest that was coming that was totally different. Because it wasn't by carnal commandment. Carnal commandment, the law, carnal commandment is they made oaths and sacrifices to bring it forth, right? But after the power, P-O-W-E-R, of an endless life. Now, you never knew anything about an endless life. They didn't know anything about it, right? So, therefore, this is something seeming to be brand new, right? Brand new. But it's changed. Do you get the picture? It's changed. For he testified, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, here is the priest coming forth, and they don't know nothing about it because they only know about the Aaron and the Levites and all of this. This is the only thing they know. And so now you're coming up, God, you're coming up with something else. It's hard to believe then when something turns and be different, don't it? You don't want to believe anything that's different. Isn't that right? And what people say, they get mad when they don't understand. People get very angry when they don't understand something, and then they want to call your names, and then they want to fight you, and all this unnecessary things instead of consulting the one who's doing it. It's God that's making the change. You ask for change, so it's God that make the change. Listen, let's say like this here. Well, how we get in trouble here in America? How we got in trouble? We talking about you won't change, you won't change, you won't change. Well, God did the first change he did. He had a black man as president, didn't he? That was a big change for everybody. They didn't like that. Nobody likes that, Holly. Just a few people like that. But now they come that we won't change. Here they go again with the change stuff. They got change and they got change. See, but they don't want that change. See, so we can't make up our mind that God gave you change because you asked for it. Oh, we fasting and praying, and we won't change. We want a white president. We want a man president. We want him white. You can't tell God what to do, huh? So you get what you ask for, but then when you get it, you don't like it. You see how we go. And it ain't what we looking for. Okay, what were you looking for? I'd like to know, what did America want? What did they really want? You want to go back 2,000 years, 100 years, or however you want to go back? Or do you want to press forward to something better? You see what I'm saying? If you wanted better, you didn't get better. You got what you asked for. Huh? You didn't make a description of what you wanted. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay, we'll get there. Mm-hmm. All right, now, going on now. We on the road. But he said, but after the power of an endless life. For he testified, thou art a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Now listen at this. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. Now this commandment is going because it has something to deal with. There are things in people's lives that need changing, that were not getting changed before. So God has to alter things to get things in its rightful place of profitability, where you will profit, do you see? Where we will profit, where our souls will profit, where we can come back to him, huh? Because in its order that it was before, everybody didn't have the ability or the word to come back to him because they were not counted as worthy. You see, especially us women, we weren't counted as worthy at that time. Do you get the picture? So God had to set up and change what he already made. Huh? He had to bring something out. And you know, as I was beginning to read this scripture, and I read something, and I was reading about Melchizedek and all, and his whole life was, he's like a man that never exists before. Huh? So God brought down another one because he said he was just like the Son of God. Now, if he's just like the Son of God, so now when you start reading Genesis and you see all them ones that was up there with God and talking and they was conversing about who they were, God and everything, you found out he was one of the entities there. Hmm? And so God sent him down, all right, as the change. See what I'm saying? Change. Leading to our purpose in life and our potentials that we have. Do you get the picture? All of this had to be set in order. He said, after the order of Melchizedek. But there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness unprofitable thereof. What was weak? See, the law was weak. This is what he's talking about now. The law was weak. The law could not save you. The law still can't save you. The law still can't deliver you. The law still can't heal you. He had to have something that worked with the whole man, that would deliver the whole man. Do you get the picture here today? So when change comes, don't fight the change, but kind of put it in perspective what you're looking for in a change. Huh? Are you looking for the summer change? Are you looking for the winter change, the fall or the spring? What kind of a change of season are you looking for? Which one you like today? So be specific about what you're looking for God to do. What you want God to do in your city. What you want God to do in your town. You know, don't just say, oh, Lord, bless my town, bless my city. Now, when he blesses, you might not like it. Huh? So be a little more specific what you're looking for God to do. And then you act upon it into your prayers and meditation toward God. For the Bible says also, the 19th verse, for the law made nothing perfect. Did you hear what it says? I was telling you that before. The law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. Melchizedek, the order of Melchizedek brought a better hope. We're going to get to what it brought now. It brought a better hope. Did you hear what I'm saying? See, the law couldn't do it. God know the law couldn't do it. Moses' law couldn't do it. Well, why you want to keep trying to live on Moses' law? Huh? Why don't you come forth now and let's get to the better hope? He said, by the which we draw nigh where? Unto God. The better hope draws us nigh unto God. Do you get the picture, huh? The better hope that came, that he brought in, bring us closer to God because we were far away from him before. Come on, somebody. You know you wasn't close to him. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest. He didn't have to have an oath. Do you know why? When I get to it, I'll tell you, it comes on. It tells you, I believe, I don't know how far it's down into the scripture, but it tells you how it came. He didn't have to make an oath. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about Jesus. We haven't varied from that. This scripture is telling you. He's telling you about Jesus right here. That's how it came about. He was made the high priest. Do you get the picture? That's who the high priest is. And that's the better testament. That's the better hope. Everything is better in your life for knowing Jesus, accepting him. You see, that's all. We're just trying to get you there, okay? And they truly were many priests before they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continued ever, had been, listen at this, you got to hear this. Let me read that again. But this man, because he continued ever, had an unchangeable priesthood. Unchangeable. Things change. People change. Minds change. Seasons change. But his priesthood does not change. That's Jesus Christ. He is our high priest. Did you know that? He is our high priest. But wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. By him. Do you see who we're talking about? Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Now he's up there working. Jesus is still working for us. He's still praying for us. He's still interceding for us. He has to. Because we don't know what to do half of the time. We pray wrong. We pray amiss. I don't know what words to use, God, so you'll say whatever. And he has to interpret that to God because he's making intercession for us. The Holy Ghost is making intercession for us. Okay? For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Now, listen here. God has given us power over all the power of the enemy. Now, if you got power over the enemy, you're supposed to walk this way because he said that we are, he put us into the priesthood, right? He drew us into that, drafted us into it. We're in there. We are now called priests also. But the priest's supposed to be without sin. Holy, undefiled, do you see? This is where the priest is supposed to be. And if you're going to be called the priest, then you better get some changes made up in here. You have to get some changes made. This is all you're going to have to do. Okay, ain't no other way to put it. I can't put it no other way, but you just got to make some changes. Everybody has to make a change. If you want to go back with God, you got to make some changes. Can't be no racist, can't be no respect the person, can't be all this anger, can't be this violence going on, manipulations, and oh, you just all messed up. See, you just everywhere where you shouldn't be, You're operating in other people's gifts. You're even outside of what God called you to do, you're doing something else, you're disobedient, and oh, you just all messed up, Now, in order to make this here trip into the priesthood, you're going to have to make a change. And it's going to have to come just like Jesus came, You're going to have to pull off a lot of stuff and put on stuff. He became what? After the order of Melchizedek. You see, that's who he was made after. All right, let's go on a little further. Who need not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice for, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. He didn't have to do it one time. Now you say, well, I'm gonna have to do this a whole lot of time because I keep sinning. You know. Now you see, if I called you a sinner, you get mad. But you know when you sin, and really ain't nobody got to tell you because you know. But you want to make like you. Well, I didn't know that was sin. Yes, you did. Then you add lying to it. You see, we go off into these things, and we don't want nobody to know that we were thinking that way. But how are you going to change unless you change the way you think?
True.
Huh? Stop trying to say you perfect when you know you're not perfect. You know you're still doing some little things that you don't want nobody to know you're doing, and you're still doing it because somebody gonna always see. There's always somebody going to run up on you in some place you ain't got no business in. You know, like, you know, I'm going to the sink 'em all party. Huh? And you don't want nobody to know. With that name, all y'all finna sink. You see what I'm saying? You're going to the wrong party. You at the wrong club. You over there seeing, let's throw this in. You know this because this is what a whole lot of people do. You all on Facebook looking for a husband. And he say he that find a wife find a good thing, not he that find a husband find a good thing. Huh? So who is the good thing now? You're doing all these things. Don't make sense. If you want one from God, look to God for that one and then let God put you in the place where he can find you. How about that? You see what I'm saying? Now, if you don't have that type of mind, your potential is getting slim. You see what I'm saying? Because you're going to get something you didn't bargain for. You're going to get a tiger by his tail. See what I'm saying? Now, when you got potential, now you ain't realized it yet. You got to realize the fact that don't you run out here and find no husband. Let God. Don't you sit up there, oh, I sure want him. He look good. Forget that. Huh? Looking good could be bad for you. Didn't you hear what I read in the earlier part? That could be bad for you because God didn't choose it. Don't choose it for the wrong reason, too. You know, we do that. All of us, I've been there. I can say it because I've been there. I've done it, so I'm telling you from experience. Because what? Experience that I went through was a whole lot of impossibilities. Impossibilities. You hear what I'm saying? But until God began to move in my life and I began to see the light and see the word of God, I knew that faith will bring possibilities. Do you get the picture? Huh? The faith brings possibility. So he brought the possible. So when he brought the possible, now, see what happens now is I now have the ability and the capacity to grow. You see, because now change, I'm allowing the change to come and dealing with all these other things that I thought was just non-existent, didn't think nothing about. Didn't have nothing, ain't going to bring nothing to me, no money, no man, no power, no nothing else. You know, you think that way sometimes. But then when you keep going for the Lord, then he began to show you the abilities that you have. See? Huh? And after you have those abilities, then you are now begin to do what? Develop. You're developing now. Do you see what I'm saying? So change is causing you to get to your, arrive at your purpose on time. Do you get the picture here? You got to arrive there on time. And when you get there, you've got to know who it is. Because as this scripture say, for the law make men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forever. He is the law. Huh? But we couldn't keep the law. You know we couldn't keep the law. Not for nothing in the world, we couldn't keep the law. Hmm? That's why God had to bring a change to us. Hmm? A change for us. Now, excuse me, but let me tell you, I'm gonna go just a little bit further, but I'm going over here, something over here, what I want you to see. For in the 8th chapter, say, for if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Huh? If he could accomplish this salvation that we have now, huh? We wouldn't have no reason for the second one, for the one we have now. Hmm? We wouldn't have had no reason for it because God had made a plan. And that first plan, men wasn't going to follow. They ain't follow nothing. They did what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Huh? You see what I'm saying? They got changed. Every time you look, there was a change. And I was sitting there thinking about it. I was thinking about Adam, how he had changed. Hmm? He had changed when God put him to sleep. Huh? He's just finna make a change in his life. Say, now you got the animals, you got everything here and all that, and friendly with them. They ain't jump on you and scratch you, claw you, bite you, nothing, kill you, nothing. You finna have a change now. I'm finna put something in your life that's gonna really change things for you. Adam got a change when he woke up, and there was this woman standing there. Can you see change there? Lord, oh Lord, what is this? Hmm? God said he had to make him a woman, right? Make him somebody. Now change is really coming because he put all these frailties in us, women. You see what I'm saying? These emotions. We full of emotions. Hmm? Come on now. And all these emotions and all the other things that we have in us, these complexities that women have in them, bring change in a man's life. He could be saved or not, he's going to have some change. Because what? That woman is waking up different things in his life. Huh? Because of her emotions. And all the other things. Well, I didn't know. Well, then he get some of them get downright mean and cantankerous and all of that. What? Change. I didn't know you was like that when I married you. Did you take time to think, to ask? Did you take time to ask somebody else? Did you ask God? What kind of man is this I got? Hmm? No, you don't think of that. You don't think about getting a man, don't you? And vice versa. So now it's time for you to wake up, huh, and know that change is inevitable to all of us. Every day something changed. The sun may change the way it shines. It could still be shining, but it may not shine as bright as it did yesterday, huh? The weather may not be as good as it was yesterday or this morning when you got up. When you went to bed, it was something else. Hmm? Sky changes the colors. Huh? Things change all around. The trees change. The birds change their way of flying. You should watch them. When they get ready to leave and the weather bad and they start flying another direction, you better follow them birds because they know when the weather's finna change and be bad. Okay? See, changes. Is always there, but every time a change comes, it's for what? For a purpose. Hmm? Everybody have purposes in their life, but they're not willing to change accordingly. You see people, now I'm going to go to the church now. You see people sitting up in church and everybody sitting there saying, well, you know, the preacher ain't got enough meat and the preacher don't know enough revelation. And what is revelation to you? Hmm? Now, you need to change you before you try to change the preacher. You see what I'm saying? because God placed that preacher there, and it's not for you to sit up and change them. Okay? You see what I'm saying? Now, you may want something different. Well, then if you're in the wrong church, then go to another church. That's what I say. If this is not satisfying you and you don't feel you can get enough and it's not enough meat for you, the word, so go find the one that got some, that you think got some. By the time you sit there and get some, and then you'll be right back to that same place. You didn't accept your change. God was trying to change you, and you were trying to change somebody else. So who's going to reach their purpose first? Who's going to reach their purpose? Are you? Are you going to let change your mindset so that it can lead you to where God wants you to be? Think about that. Think about the patriots of old. That none of them want to, they didn't want all the changes, but they had no choice but to have changes. God was always changing, put them into captivity. They did not stop serving God because they was in captivity. They kept right on. Every one of them kept right on. Look at Elijah. He did great works there, and by the time he got there, he's through with one. Here comes Jezebel with something else. He thought he would rest a little bit. Nothing happened, and change came. Change. All of a sudden, he's not getting his supply of food and water and stuff. The brook dried up. The birds stopped coming with the food and everything. That means change is on the way. It's time for you to now move. It's time for you to take flight. We say, well, God, I don't want to go over there. Well, what about if God tells you to go? You wanted God to do his work in your life. I want to be great. God, move in my life. But you don't want to be changed. You don't want to go to another city. I like my job. Well, what if the job shut down? What you going to do? You still got to make a change. You should have changed in the first place. You might have had a job. See? Because changing is for a purpose. You got plenty of potential, but you don't want change. Do you get it? Hello, somebody. That's all I can tell you. The power of God is right here for you right now. It's right here for you. But you will not see it because you don't realize, one, your potential. You say, I can't do nothing. I don't know how to do it like Sister So-and-so, Brother So-and-so, Pastor Doolittle, or whoever. You ain't supposed to. You're not supposed to. Your change is your change. Their change is their change. They don't have to be the same. It's not the same. Stop trying to make it the same. But God sent them over there. Yes, that was for their purpose. You can't go unless God is sending you to work with that purpose, that person in their purpose. Then what you doing? You're following the change that God is requiring of you at that time. Do you get the picture? Hello, somebody. That's all you're doing. Because change always going to make a difference. It's going to be a difference every time. Every time, people. Somebody is, well, not going to be nobody that like it now. Everybody don't like change. They want to change addresses. I want to stay here till Jesus comes. But suppose he don't want you to stay there till he comes. Now tell me one thing. Suppose a sinkhole finna come and Jesus tell you, pack your stuff up and get out of here ASAP. And you don't. Then a sinkhole fall coming there. Lord, the devil has just done. No, he told you to leave, didn't he? Something was fixing to happen. You didn't have to know what thing was fixing to happen, but just know that he said he was trying to bring you to safety to keep you from falling in the hole. You see what I mean? But you didn't want to change. I never want to leave my address is where I be at. Everywhere I go, I don't be wanting to leave. But you know what? And that's when God tell me to leave. And I do cry. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't want to, but I do it. Huh? Because it's always for a purpose. And it always be what? A good purpose. For what? The better. It's good for what? The better. All right, we're going to call Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm going to say to Apostle, she could have kept right on going, anything. I was just feasting. Praise the Lord, all, amen, the word of God. Man, it's so true, praise God. It's changing time, praise God. And we always talking about a shift, amen, and we got to go with the shift. Am I right? Praise the Lord. And as she was ministering, I was looking here in chapter 7 of Hebrews from verses 11 through 17, praise God. Jesus is the high priestly role. His priestly role was superior to that of any priest of the Levites. And because he is the Messiah, he was a priest of a higher order. David said it like this in Psalms 110 and 4. The Lord had swore and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus is our high, amen, priest. Ain't you glad about that? Praise the Lord. Now, the Jewish priest and their law had been able to save people. Why would God need to send Christ? The law was not able to do it. Am I right? Praise the Lord. But thank God, amen, for grace through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's all about him. Am I right? He came not to the tribe of the Levites, the priestly tribe, but from the tribe of Judah. Praise God. That's where Jesus, amen, come, amen. And I thank God for it. Now, the sacrifice of animals had to be repeated. And they offered only temporarily forgiveness. But Christ's sacrifice was offered once. Praise God. Amen. He came and sacrificed his life for you and I. Praise God. On the cross of Calvary. Man went down into the grave and come up with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand. All we, amen, ought to shout about that one, amen. That's enough, amen, to give God glory and give him praise. And it often, his offer told and permanent forgiveness, praise God, in that sacrifice that he did for us on the cross of Calvary. Under the new covenant, that's the change, amen, that Apostle, amen, was talking about. Praise God, amen. Now, Melchizedek was a type of Christ. Now, the change in God's law is even more evident from the fact that a different priest who is like Melchizedek has not come. Oh, thank God. He became a priest not by meeting the old requirement of belonging to the tribe of Levi, but by the power of a life that cannot be destroyed. And the psalmists, where I read it already, David, praise God in Psalm 110, verse 4, if you want to read it again, praise God, amen. They brought it up again, praise God, that it was all about, amen, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that he is the priest forever, praise God, and he will change not. The Lord had taken an oath. I will not break his vow. You are a priest forever. And I'm glad about it today. What about you? God took an oath that Christ would always be a priest, but he never did this for any other priest, only to Jesus. Praise God. Amen. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad today. Amen. Have you accepted him? Amen. Our high priest. Praise God. Our kingly priest. Have you accepted him? Praise God. He's always right there with outstretched arm, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And saying, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. He's always right there. Praise God. Now, the Levitical priesthood was counted in favor of Christ. and all his role as high priest. Amen. He is, amen, higher, amen, than any other priest. Praise God. And I'm glad about it. Today is all about him. How many know that he is so high that you can't get over him? He is so wide that you cannot get around him. He's so low that you cannot get under him. Amen. You got to come through. Amen, our Lord and Savior. He's right there at the door, and you got to come through the door. This is why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, praise the Lord. He's always right there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And he said, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. He loves you today. Thank God, amen, for our high priest, amen, Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm glad, amen, that he loves us today. He say, I searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of our spirits. Praise God. Amen. It ain't no big eyes and no little U's. Amen. If you humble yourself, amen, up under the mighty hands of God, he will exalt you in due time. Praise God. And we need to pay attention, amen, to him. Now, let me say this. No minister, leader, or Christian friend can substitute for Christ's work and for his role in our salvation. I'm going to say that one more time. Praise the Lord. No minister, leader, or Christian friend can substitute Christ's work and for the role in our salvation. It can't happen. Praise God. Amen. It's all about him. Praise God. And I'm glad today that it's all about him. Praise the Lord. God is, amen, a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Here's Deacon Michael.
Could have went on. Bishop, you could have went on. Yeah, plenty more time. What we're talking about, when Apostle and Bishop was talking about that change, you know, people automatically think about change in their pocket, you know, or change, you know, and we're not talking about a sex change or anything like that either, because that's imitation. That's not the will of God. That's not God's change. You understand? That's a fake change, as they call it, or imitation change. We're talking about change that comes from the will of God. We're talking about change that comes from the high priest. We're not talking about change that someone made up or someone manufactured. And you see, people have the wrong idea about change. See, sometimes people do change on their own, and they run out there all willy-nilly and everything. So therefore, we got to understand that change from the will of God is for a purpose. It's for a reason. It's for things that let you know what's going on. As Apostle was talking about the birds. Now, when the birds fly and they go in a different direction, and then all of a sudden you don't see them at all, so that means that something is brewing, that something is coming up. See, we have all kind of signs that know that something is about to happen. We have all kind of things that understand that where we at and where we stand. We live in a perilous time at the moment. It's because things are moving. Things are changing. And as you notice, time moves so fast that you don't know or know how to hold on. So we need to understand where we're at and what you're doing. See, when we get into change and we get into how we want to be in these day and time, we got to look. Look for the word. Look for the word of God that we understand what's going on. So people need to get with the process of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to learn about the word. You know, and as they was reading in Hebrews 7 about Melchizedek, and you know Melchizedek was a high priest, and that didn't change. Nothing changes. With him, with the word of God and the word of Jesus Christ, nothing changes. It's been the same all the time. So don't try to add a word here and there or misspeak what the Bible says, because you're out of order. You can't change the Bible and the Word of God, because the Word of God is what's happening. It's true. It's straight. It's meant to be. It's ours. I'm going to just say it like that. It's mine. I'm going to make it personal. It's mine. You got to make it personal with you. And if you want to change, you got to understand. See, when you come to God, you already made one step in the change. Let's just get that out the way. Then we work on the rest. As you come along and as you come along and you get rid of this, you get rid of that baggage, and you start changing and you start moving forward and you start moving in the realm of God. Now, no one said it was going to be easy, because a lot of people hate to get rid of stuff. A lot of people don't like to let go of. See, you can't change by holding on to something, because that's still a chain around your leg. You cannot get into that. We got to learn how to let go of everything. We got to learn how to let go of this excess baggage or this excess emotional state that we're in. See, we can't change if we're an emotional wreck deep down. We got to get rid of that stuff, you know, because me, I noticed that God, that the Spirit brings back things to me, so therefore I have to repent for that, and I have to do that, because we don't understand what's going on in our life. We don't understand what's happening in this day and time. See, so we need to know what we're doing and how we can affect, how this change can affect you. See, the point of the matter is people are scared of change. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people afraid of change, especially for the change of the good, because they got to give up something bad, which they think is good. And it ain't good. It's bad for you. See, for instance, when you give up smoking cigarettes, when people give up smoking cigarettes, all of a sudden they have withdrawals. They have withdrawals because their body is changing and is getting used to not affecting with that nicotine. It's not going with that nicotine. And that nicotine leaves them with withdrawals. That nicotine leaves their body changing. Although it's changing for the best, you think you're going through hell. See, and these are the things that people got to understand what's going on. We got to understand what life's about when we're making these changes. When you make a change in your life for the better, things aren't always going to be hard, because you don't want to get rid of something. Like, for instance, you don't want to get new people, friends. You don't want to get new associates to be around when you make a change. When you come to God, all that's old, you got to push to the side. It's all right to say, hello, God bless you, and keep pushing, keep it moving. But you can't hang with them like you used to. You can't be out in the nightclub saying that you're going to save somebody in the club, because you just come out of there. You can't make a change like that. You can't deal with that. Let's face that. You know, people think they can still be in the same environment, in the same thing, when they try to make a change. You can't do that. You have to find you a new way of life. You got to find you a new way to deal with these obstacles that you're going to run across, because there's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be something. So therefore, we got to know what change is about. When you make a change, you make a change and you stick with it. But people don't like to stick with their change that they go. So I just thank everyone for listening to Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter, and for time to talk about it. And it's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. And that's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. And you can write us, send your donations in at Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. And that's
Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. And our church address is 31325 County Road 437, Sorrento, Florida 32776. And we have Bible study on Tuesdays at 6, and church service begins at 1 with School of Wisdom at 1, and then service, and we go straight into it. So come on by and join us. Come by and get with us. And we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line on Fridays, held by Elder Witt at 11 p.m. That's 218-548-6746. And we thank you, and God bless everyone who's involved, who's listening, and we thank you.
Let go.
We're the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yeah, let God.